dealing with a demanding person can be exhausting, stressful, and demotivating. Running a publicity agency, I deal with a lot of demanding clients. I always joke that I don't have one boss, but 10 bosses all at the same time, and none of my clients seem to think I have other clients, so most want my full attention all the time. As a boss, I know I can also be very demanding with my team. A lot of this demand, of course, trickles down from my clients' demands. Before you let demands derail your day, stay organized on status updates and calm on replies. Much of the time when others are demanding information in the form of updates on your work, it's because they feel out of the loop or out of control with what's going on. This might explain why the higher up a person is in an organization, the more demanding he or she tends to be. When you receive a demand for information on what you are working on or status updates, it can make you feel like the demanding person doesn't trust that you are doing the work. If you don't have the information they want readily available, it can really throw a curveball in your productivity as you'll have to drop whatever you are doing to deliver on the demand. The pitch challenge today: when a demand comes your way, don't respond defensively or reactively right away, as you're bound to make mistakes and become even more vulnerable to the demanding person. Instead, write down all your project updates in a clear and informative way, giving more information than necessary, but being careful not to be defensive or apologetic in your response. Remember, just because someone is placing an urgent demand on you does not mean you've done anything wrong, but rather the person placing the demand feels out of control, out of the loop, so your job is to fill in the holes. Once you have written down the updates, send them. Now, here comes the time-saving tip for the next time that demanding person comes back at you. Save the updates in your notes. Update them every day, even if no one is asking for the information. Now, next time a demand comes your way, you will be ready with a quicker reply and full detailed notes. I use this method with clients who are constantly asking me for updates on how our pitching is progressing. My standard communication to clients is a monthly report with a complete full update and recap, but some clients want more. So for my demanding clients, I keep running detailed notes of all our pitching efforts. When they ask for them, they are ready to go in writing. The worst place to store project updates is in your head. If you store these updates in your head, you risk forgetting about them, and also you verbally have to explain the updates, which under pressure with a demanding person can be stressful and automatically put you on the defense, which is not a place you want to be when dealing with demands.